The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's Money Monday on The Answer, and a special treat today. Josh Pick of Aptus Wealth Management in studio with me. Josh, good to see you.
Good to see you as well. Thanks.
So we've got a lot to talk about in the world of money, and money is something that we all work hard for. And if you have worries, concerns about your retirement, Josh and his team exist to help you manage your assets and build toward a worry-free retirement. They are located in Lewis Center. Their phone number is 614-917-1040. Their website is Aptus, A-P-T-U-S, aptuswealth.com. Their consultation with them is free. And Josh, let's dig into it. The markets have been struggling. I know we had some volatility last week. What does that tell you about the markets right now with a lot of people are saying bear market?
Yeah, there's been quite a few sell-offs, and that shows a pretty strong inclination to pessimism. And anytime you reach this bear market status, which, by the way, a bear market is defined as 20% drop from the peak, so we have definitely hit bear market status. It's always a question of whether or not that bear market is going to be short-lived, or are we heading to a full-fledged recession? And the big difference between those two is bear markets typically don't last that long. You might be in and out of a bear market in a matter of months.
Yeah.
But once you hit recession territory, that 30% number, that's a little more sticky. So think of recessions of 08, 09. Think of recessions of 01, 02. You know, it took several years to get back out of those situations. So I think what you're seeing in investor sentiment is, what do I do now?
Yeah.
Where are we headed? And it's a big concern.
Okay, so recession, did I hear you say 30%? So when the drop is 30% from the top, that's when you are technically in a recession?
Yeah, I mean, there's always arguments about what a recession really is, but the standard definition is really the 30% drop.
Okay, and then when you're deemed to be out of a recession, do you gain all the 30% back, or how do they deem when a recession is over?
Again, very debatable, but I think if I was the average person on the street, I would say that until I get all my money back, we're still in a recession, right? So let's go off of, let's ignore the words like paper losses or ignore the, you know, just hang in there's. What I really am concerned about as an investor is, when do I get my money back?
Yeah, well, that's, I'm a Shark Tank guy, so I know that's what they're always talking about on Shark Tank. If they're investing in a company, how do I get my money back? Josh Pick is here. He's with Aptus Wealth Management, Money Monday on The Answer. And you can check out Josh's Aptus Retirement Blueprint radio show 4 p.m. Saturdays here on The Answer. Get with Josh and his team. Free consultation, 614-917-1040, or online at Aptus, A-P-T-U-S, aptuswealth.com. Okay, so recession, inflation, scary terms for retirees. You've done it right. You've worked hard. You've saved. You've hit all the formulas or been with somebody like you and planned. And then here comes inflation where gas costs astronomically more, food more. I don't even know how inflation's only 8%. My wife and I were having this conversation yesterday. Everything we need is way more than 8% higher. But it's got to be super scary for a retiree who thought they were done working. They're good to go. They've got a formula where they're going to spend 4% a year. They've been told that's right. I would assume your retirees are very, very anxious these days.
Without question. Yeah. I mean, if you think about, we've heard the term, I'm on a fixed income, right? Which I guess technically most of us are actually on a fixed income. But when you get to retirement, you lose the wild card, or you lose that bonus of being able to out-earn inflation.
Yeah.
You have a pot of money and now you have to live off of it. And if you think about, I've designed this pot of money to live on a certain amount of money adjusted for inflation at 3%, and now it's 8. Well, that can throw quite a wrench in the gears. So that's why it's so important when you do financial planning to make sure that you stress test your scenario. Meaning, what if inflation did go to 8%? Did you look at that calculation? And I saw a lot of people back, you know, 10 years ago saying, well, inflation's only 1.5, so I'll just run it at 1.5, which that is an anomaly. Typically, inflation is not 1.5. It's not 2.5. It's more like 3, which gets us into the whole, you know, 4% rule and how much money can I pull out of my investments. But very, very concerning. Thankfully, our clients are not nearly as concerned because we've covered this for years and years. Never thought it was going to go to 8 as quick as it did, but we were forecasting an increase in inflation.
So Josh Pick is in studio with us for Money Monday. Get with he and his team at Aptus Wealth Management, 614-917-1040. And your visit coincides with a headline in USA Today this morning that says 4% rule about how much to spend each year of retirement no longer works. Now, I don't know whether I should be suspicious of this because the byline is from somebody who has a website they're trying to get you to invest with, so maybe they're tilting it toward, so you need me to fix it. But are we in a situation here where what people have been told to believe or has worked even, what has worked, no longer works?
This is a big question. It's been a question for a number of years. And I would say if you keep on doing what people used to do, then that article is absolutely right. And what that article is predicated on is as long as I put approximately 50% of my money in stocks and 50% in bonds, actually the bookends are 40 to 60% in each. But as long as I stay in that threshold, the bonds will offset my volatility enough that as long as I only pull out 4% and I adjust for inflation at 2.5% or 3%, my money will never run out as long as I stick to 4%. And that's a lot of percentages. So ultimately, you have $1 million, pull out 40 grand a year, and you can adjust for inflation. And as long as you don't get out of the realm of the rails of investment risk, you'll be fine. The problem with that is bond rates and volatility in the market. So in the past, if you had bonds over the last, let's say, 40 years, you've actually leveled out volatility a lot. Think of 08, 09. It saved you about half the drop, actually earned money in bonds. But bonds are inversely proportional to interest rates. So as interest rates go up, bond prices go down. If you don't believe me, well, just look at the bond market year to date. It's down approximately double digits. It fluctuates back and forth, but let's say somewhere between 8 and 11. So you have these long bonds that are losing, let's say 10%, and the stock market's down 20. So what was your reward for pulling risk off the table when you're down 15 as opposed to down 20? It's not really the saving grace that it's been in the past. And I think that you would agree with me, Bruce, in saying that I don't see interest rates going down anytime soon.
No.
So I don't think this problem is going to get fixed. So the answer to your question is that a real article? Would I pay it credence? And the answer is yes. You better find some alternatives, or you better manage your bond portfolio differently if you want to be able to pull out 4% and limit risk.
Josh Pick, Aptus Wealth Management. Get with them, Aptus, A-P-T-U-S, aptuswealth.com. Free consultation. Don't get caught unaware in this very, very volatile economy. So you tick off the years where we've had struggles with inflation, or we've had a crash, and housing now looks like it might be headed for what we had in 08. Is there just something about our system that inherently we're going to have a struggle with this every 30 to 40 years? Or is this every 30 to 40 years we forget what good, solid monetary policy is, and we repeat mistakes we've made before, so we get the same stuff we got before?
Well, it's certainly not a laughing matter, but I would say it's a comedy of errors. It's not just one. So what ends up happening? If you look over the last year, we have people buying stocks that have never bought stocks before. They're buying into trends. They're buying into a rising tide. When you start buying into things that don't make sense based upon valuations, then eventually that has to come back to a mean. So there's a problem there. When you think about monetary policy and you start to get a little fat and happy because the economy ebbs and flows, when you start to get a little fat and happy as a country and say, well, you know, everything's going great, so we can start, you know, getting a little bit outside the lines on monetary policy, well, that comes back to roost as well. And then you think about just the ebbs and flows and gasoline, and then you have geopolitical risk and wars. It's all of these things combined together, but there is always a slinking effect in the economy. We cannot have periods of constant growth. We have to shift back to kind of a let's take a pause, let's let everything catch up, and then move forward.
Josh Pick in studio with us, Money Monday, Aptus Wealth Management, APTUS, aptuswealth.com, free consultation. I saw a figure the other day that shocked me. Reagan dug us out of inflation. Our national debt was $1 trillion. I don't know what it is now, but it's at least 30 times that. And I see a new term these days, unretirement. People who have retired, and there's a bunch of jobs open, and they're going back, and they're getting a part-time job. Do you see with your clients or in the industry in general that unretirement is becoming a thing?
I would say it is. Not necessarily with my clients, but I would say that the definition of retirement has changed dramatically. If I rewind the clock back to 20 plus years ago when I got started in the business, people thought of retirement in one way. And that way was, I'm going to head into the sunset and I'm never going back to work, and I'm going to get my fulfillment through other things outside of work. Now, I think the definition should be financial independence. People are very concerned about being able to leave their current job, but they find a lot of value, they find a lot of purpose in having a job. So whether a lot of those people are going back to work because they have to or because they want to is up for debate, but I am seeing many more retirees working rather than just sitting at home and watching television.
Sure. Well, Josh, great to have you in studio today. Get with Josh and his team, Aptus Wealth Management, APTUS, aptuswealth.com. Listen to the Aptus Retirement Blueprint Radio Show, Saturdays 4 p.m. on The Answer. Reach out to Josh and his team, 614-917-1040.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.